Blow the horn. Go.
In everything that we do every day, we want to be a champion.
Get your mind right and let's go. Do the little things. Win every day.
It's so pleasant to play football.
Everything with an attitude.
Alabama, you listen.
I don't give a shit who we're playing.
Young men can play against and make his ass quit. That's our framework. That's our MO as a team.
Richardson breaks free on the sideline. End zone.
This is a mauling, folks. A mauling.
Fear the tide, honey badger.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Alabama Football Podcast, the 2012 preseason extravaganza. Tom, we've gone through each of the football offensive positions, quarterback, running back, offensive line, wide receiver, tight end. Let's wrap it up. Let's put a bow on it. The offensive overview. What do you think, and I'm just going to summarize kind of the point in a question, what do you think as we bring this unit together, what's the personality of this offensive unit?
They're going to be very aggressive. They're going to put teams on their heels early and often. We're going to try to take shots down the field. You know, we talked about last year that I wanted to sit there at the 30-yard line and take shots in the end zone. Well, unlike last year's team that did it a little but not very much, we're not going to see the dinking and dunking possession football. We're not going to take the air out of the football as early in the game. I think we're going to try to get up on some teams early so that we can put our talented young defensive depth out there to see teams make mistakes.
I agree with you. I think aggression being aggressive is certainly a key trait that we'll see from this offense. I think we're going to see multiple, and you and I have talked about this, and we hear Saban talk about this. I think we're going to be multiple on offense this year. And I don't mean multiple in that, oh, yeah, we had a pretty even distribution of our play calling, 50% runs and 50% passes. That's not multiple. That's just an even spread. I think last year, if you were to go back and kind of just reflect over last year's season, our personality on offense was Trent Richardson.
Yes.
You know, that was our personality.
That's what it centered around.
And so when I, you know, we run down each of the positions and all of the talent, and we do have a lot of talent, and we think about what is the personality of this year's offense, I think multiple. I think that we're going to be so versatile in how we can attack a team, and that we're going to be able to week to week look at the opposing team's defense, identify their weakness, and then play them that way. And so we can be a high wire act passing attack. We can be a brutal passing game. We can be a brutal. We can be a control passing. You know, slot receivers, tight ends. I think, you know, depending upon the personnel, how they rotate a personnel, and how a team adjusts to play us, we can be schizophrenic and certainly change our personality altogether. And based upon the strength of an opposing team. If they're strong in the backfield, if they're strong in the offensive line, if they're strong against the run or the pass, that we can come in and we can have a personality for that game that is custom tailored to their weakness. That's how I see this offensive unit coming together this year.
Well, definitely last year with Trent, it was, you know, 25, 30 carries a game, and our offense centered around Trent. And A.J. McCarron was a first-time starter. We were not going to let him make mistakes. Hell, after he threw two picks against Kent State, whatever freedom he was granted in the fall just quickly got sucked away. And so, and then with Eddie Lacy with his injury, you know, to your point of reviewing this, you know, with that toe injury, not only was it like, okay, Trent, you're the guy. Now, Trent, you got to be the guy even more. And so, he had 160 yards a game of total offense. And when we had 500 yards, I mean, to your point about being multiple, we did 530 yards a game when everybody knew it was going to be Trent. Imagine what we can do this year when we have several weapons to choose from.
Do you think we top that 530 average?
I do.
I do, too. I do, too. There's a lot of talk of, coming out of the fall camp about the just the way the young players are looking. And, you know, Coach Nuss, the players are already talking about, we're seeing a lot more personnel groupings out of him, which I think feeds right into us being multiple. I think that's what we're going to see. I think we're going to attack what the whatever the defense gives us.
And that's scary if we break that number. This is Alabama. That's scary.
Alabama, right. I think that the offensive unit, especially early in the season, will carry the team. and I think that we do help our defense by controlling the ball.
Yeah, we have to.
I also think we're aggressive and we're putting points on the field, and that's helping the defense too. So,
oh, sure.
I think that we're going to be attack first, and I think we're going to be multiple in how we do it. It's going to be exciting on offense this year, you think?
Absolutely.
All right. This has been another edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. Stay tuned for future editions of the 2012 preseason extravaganza. Roll Tide. Thanks for listening to the Alabama Football Podcast. We love that you're tuned in and hope that you enjoyed the show. We encourage you to reach out and let us know what you like, where we can improve, or just a shout out, a Roll Tide. We are where you are. iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, email newsletters, t-shirts, free roster downloads, and of course, on the web at alabamafootballpodcast.com. Check us out where you'll find easy links to your favorite way to follow the Tide. Got that, Coach?
Aye.
Of course. Roll Tide.